What are we now? 1-5?
We're 1-5.
We let one guy beat us. Today we have a team that they had nobody that could beat us.
And they found a way to beat us.
Why? Why was that? Were we outcoached? Were we outplayed by the players? What happened today?
Ain't no fun, the Bears. 1-5. Guess our season is out of time now. We can't win when it's on the line. Can't make the playoffs, damn it, if we try.
When you come and you get ready to play this season, damn it, you better have those players and coaches ready to go.
The coach is old and the coach is dumber. Jay Cutler's weak cause he stubbed his thumb now.
All right, there you go. Oh my. Jeez.
I do love that show. Yeah. It just gets me through my Bears days.
It's game days. Hamp OB with Kaz, and poor Mark Carman doesn't even get credit for being on that show.
He hides under the desk a lot of the time.
That poor kid. I don't know what to do with him. And Dan Hampton is in the studio with us, and Tom Skilling is at Bradley Place with us, and Richard Roper is here, and Anna DeVlance is here, and I'm here. And this is some form of radio history that has just occurred.
Wow. Yeah. What a collection of people.
I know.
This is a lot of fun.
I know. Now, I want to ask Dan Hampton a question here, because I'm a lifelong Bears fan. I was there on Sunday, and it was a bad defeat. I remember, like, I think it was like 72-73 season when they lost to the Vikings. You know, like, I think they got shut out by the Vikings late in the season, and they went 2-12 that year. And I thought, this is exactly the same sort of crap that
you
I
get
remember.
The same vibe?
The exact same vibe. And I was like 8 years old or something, and I remember it.
It scarred you.
And it scarred me. And I'm like,
I've had a life of radio.
Right.
Look at him. Entertainment for us, therapist bills for him, Dan.
Yeah, I know. My dad was pounding on the steering wheel all the way home. I'll never forget it. It was like, and he was smoking cigars, and I was sitting in the back seat. You know, we didn't have car seats.
Secondhand smoke.
And he would throw the cigars back there, and he had a can of gasoline back there too, in case he ever ran out of gas.
It was a simpler time,
right?
And I'm just cigars, the gas,
the good old days.
I was just hoping that it would be, you know, like something really just awful. Anyway, so how bad? This team is that bad, isn't it?
It's not good. And, you know, I got to tell you, like everyone else in town, we're all waiting for the Cub game tonight, right? And there was a time, wasn't too long ago, you know, the Bears owned this town. And things have changed. And it's, I hate to say it, it's by, you know, the Bears' hand. They have, they haven't been good. You know, the Tressman era was, the bottom. And
it was bad.
Well, last week, we were pretty much comparable.
Yes, I think we're. You know what we're doing? We're bumping along the bottom here.
Yeah, and you know, for how many years now, Cleveland has been the gag, gift of the NFL. Everybody wants to play them now. Everybody's lining up, trying to get well against the Bears, and we'll see what happens tonight. But you know, last week was funny because we looked it up, having a 13-point lead going into the fourth quarter. Only three times in the last 75 years have the Bears been able to, you know, mess it up like that. And it's – I don't want to say it's you know, as bad as it's ever been, but we're in the same neighborhood, the same zip code anyway.
Yeah.
But, Dan, you make the point, though. That's the thing. It's like they find different ways to lose. I mean, when you guys played, if you had a team down 13 points, you'd step on their throat. There was no way they were going to get up. And I just think that speaks to character or lack thereof.
Absolutely. And, you know, there's a built-in excuse. We got a lot of guys hurt. I got that. Okay. But so does every team we play.
So does Green Bay.
Hey, I mean, Green Bay's got their top three corners out. They don't have a running back that anybody would recognize. Yeah. And, you know, here we go. We got to line up and play them, and hopefully we can do better. But, you know, the overarching problem to me is this coaching staff has done a very poor job of getting this team acclimated to playing top-notch football. And it started back in training camp, and we waltzed into the season and got slapped around and get beat like baby seals on a weekly basis. The only thing we've done is flustered Detroit. Okay. Otherwise, would be 0 for what? Yeah. Would it be 6? So, you know, there's not a lot of good things to talk about right now.
I just want to say this one thing. In my entire life, I have never missed a Green Bay Bears game. Mm. Never.
Is it going to happen tonight?
And tonight it is going to happen. And I'm the damnedest thing about it, Dan. And the damnedest thing about it, Tom. And Tom knows I'm very sensitive.
Dan, this is getting very serious. Anna has him on a chemotherapy drip.
Yes, I'm on
a lot of meds around here. Meds are helping us. They're our friends.
I'm on an effing vodka drip.
That's right.
The problem that I have here is I don't care.
You don't feel guilty.
No.
Watching the Bears.
Don't
tonight.
Even care, yeah. right?
Like I'm going to miss something.
Yeah,
and you know, and everybody goes, why do you and OB and Kaz get so crazy about this? Well, you have to understand, you know, the old Beach Boy song, be true to your school kind of thing. Well, you know, when I was here and when OB was here, we won championships and we were the goods. And now we're also Rans. And you know what? Radio personalities don't even watch anymore.
That hurts.
That's the bottom.
Does that tell you everything?
Right. You talk around.
What other options does this guy have? Let's be honest here. But yeah,
scraping the bottom. Just think about how awful this is.
No, it's true though, guys. Because I mean, you know, year in and year out, if the Bears are playing, you go out into the city, whether it's home or away. You could throw a stone down Michigan Avenue. Nobody's out. You know, everybody's either watching the game, listening to the game, huddling up about the game, and it's just not that feeling anymore.
No.
You know?
No.
But I did like that the intro song, the bumper song.
That is pretty cool. It's getting more and more elaborate every week.
There's a lot to add to it, isn't
there?
It's like that Carrie Underwood song that she does, Tommy. You know, every week they add something. Right. It's the reverse of that. You know, fumbled away.
Pleasant stuff.
In the red zone.
I thought about all you guys. NFL Films was in here doing a retrospective on the Fog Bowl. And they sent along this tape of the broadcast of that game. When, you know, you couldn't see anything. They said somebody just passed, and presumably somebody caught it. But we can't tell you until somebody gets back to us on this where that ball really wound up. You remember that game?
Yeah, I'm going to be in that NFL Films production, actually. I just finished recording a whole thing about
Interesting.
That.
Interesting. Yeah. Well, that was a lot of fun.
It was amazing.
You know, the problem is now, Tom, all Bear fans are hoping for the fog to come back. They don't want to see it.
Rooting for the fog.
Come on,
fog.
Please.
Calling Comcast. You know, I wouldn't mind if my cable went out for a couple hours.
Right. You know, save you the aggravation.
You get your bag searched, and they give you a blindfold so you don't have to.
Oh, man.
How did you feel?
It's not good.
How did you feel as a player when we all talk about Bears weather? Because, Coach Ditka used to say, that's a pile of garbage. You know, we play in any kind of weather. How did you as a player feel about this notion of Bears weather? Do you think there is such a thing?
Well, the one game that really comes to mind was the 88 championship game. We had the boys from San Francisco come in here, Joe Montana. Yeah. And by halftime, I think it was, zero?
Yeah,
it was brutal.
Mm. And, I don't know how you guys do that.
We were a beat-up team, and you know what? They were better than we were, and they won. But you would think that, okay, Bears weather, that's a great equalizer. It wasn't that night.
No.
We had nobody that could cover Jerry Rice.
Well, you were coming off of two seasons, or actually three seasons before, I guess, in that case. You were coming off that, to me, one of the greatest moments in Bears history. I'm so proud that I was there. When you had the L.A. Rams.
The championship game there, yeah.
And it started to snow on the L.A. Rams. And they had no idea.
Wilbur Marshall returned in the snow and all that.
Right. What to do with that. And as the snow came, the crowd was, there was just this moment in the crowd where it was like, it seemed destiny.
Yeah. It was spontaneous, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yes.
Everything kind of exploded.
I know. It was like there was divine intervention.
Because it was sunny. Yeah. And it started to snow.
Yeah, swirling
and
snow.
And it was like, and you're like, I know. This is the moment. My God, we've all been
And the Rams looked like they wanted to be anywhere but there by the fourth quarter, man. They were just like, warm up that bus. We're done.
You know? Now, do you know that it's 100 for the Cubs today? Now, that's low humidity, 100. But That's got to be hard playing in that kind of warmth. At least they're doing it at night, you know.
But, sure. Mark said it was brutal in the sun.
He looked warm. He really did. Yeah. Micah was kidding him about having not dressed properly for this.
God, we don't want to lose a Sapelsa.
No,
of all
no.
Of I don't know. I can't go on.
I like that he said he was wearing a broadcast shirt. I didn't even know there was such a thing.
You get it at the broadcast store.
That's awesome. Right. Yeah, I don't have a card for that.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right, Tom, very quickly, what is the weather going to be like?
Yeah, well, these lake effect clouds will linger into the morning, and then the sun comes out tomorrow, and we warm up over the weekend. 60 Saturday, 70 Sunday. So
beautiful.
Yeah, it should be nice, and it should be nice for the Cubs to come back Saturday night here.
All right.
Yeah.
At least we got that to look forward to.
Absolutely.
And I don't have to
their row.
I don't have to worry about how to avoid the Bears on Sunday. This is the good news.
There you go.
Right now. Isn't that Hamp, that's terrible.
It is terrible
right there.
It's true. Yeah. We just had a listener said that the grocery stores used to be empty when the Bears were playing, and not anymore. It tells you. A lot of people.
No, the liquor stores.
Works Beverage. Very happy with all
and
of
the
this.
Hospitals.
They'll stop by. Home delivery.
Exactly. All right. Well, you can all go see. You can listen to tonight on WGN following the Bears game, right? You guys are going to
We're going to be on in 10 minutes doing a little 30-minute pregame.
Nice.
And then 10:30 to midnight. And hopefully we'll have something good to talk about. Remember the last time the Bears played in Lambeau Field last Thanksgiving night?
Mm-hmm.
Ta-da! We had a victory. So, who knows?
They won two out of the last three there.
Yeah. Stranger things.
Although I have to admit, when the Bears lose, you guys are really entertaining too. So.
That is so true.
We appreciate you listening.
Far more entertaining when they lose. And I want to just tell you this right now: the worst thing, the winning right now is very bad news in terms of draft picks.
Here we go.
That's all I'm saying. There's four 1-5 teams, right?
You win 10 in a row, it'll be 11-5 right in the middle of the playoff picture.
Oh, right.
It was hard for me to say, but
Hamp,
as he chokes up,
we'll see you people.
A lot of conviction.
All right, guys.
All right,
appreciate
you very much. Thank you, Tom.
You bet. See you later, Ro. Anna, everybody, Richard.
Bye, Tom.
Bye, guys.